Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. The Women Managing the Farm Conference is coming up in February, and so we're sitting down with Robin Reed, who is the conference coordinator, to learn a little bit more about the conference. Welcome, Robin.
Thanks for having me, Savannah.
Robin, can you give us just a general overview of the conference? What all does it entail?
So if you've never heard of the Women Managing the Farm Conference before, the name can be a little intimidating. What this conference is really a comprehensive conference for any women involved in agriculture at any sort of level. So you might be the farmer out there yourself, or rancher, the producer. This conference is for you. You might be somebody that's supporting your husband farming, even having an off-farm job, raising small children, but having that involvement in agriculture, this conference is also for you. You might be a professional in the agribusiness world, say a lender, a banker, crop insurance agent, anything involved with agriculture, this conference is again for you. We really structure this conference around having all of these different topics for anybody that's involved in agriculture. And the unique thing about this conference is it's not just organized by some individuals. It is organized by a huge group of what we call partners that help plan what we're going to do each year, the keynote speakers, the breakout sessions. And these are individuals from Farm Service Agency, from Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas Farmers Union, Kansas Corn Commission, Soybean Commission. We even have some of our individuals that plan these conferences from producers across the state. So there is just a huge breadth of women that come together to plan this conference every year and make sure everything we do at the conference is geared towards women of all types that are involved in agriculture and really giving them an opportunity to get together, to learn things, and to network.
This sounds like an incredible opportunity for women in ag. Robin, what can attendees expect their first day at the conference? What should they be getting excited for?
So a lot of our attendees that have been here before, we have a pretty set schedule that we do every year. And that is, we have keynote speakers that are typically there first thing in the morning as we start Thursday morning, again at lunch, and then Friday morning and Friday lunch before we send everybody home. Those keynote speakers are, you know, big name speakers that we bring from all over the United States. In between those keynote speakers, we have breakout sessions. And those sessions, we typically run 5 or 6 breakouts at a time. And they are, like I was saying, just cover a breadth of topics from all different aspects of agriculture. And that way every attendee has something, and typically more than one thing at a time in those breakouts that they're interested in and can go to and can learn from. So again, this conference is really for everybody. And we try to have some fun at this conference too, as you might expect, where we give attendees opportunities to network with each other informally, as we know a lot of those conversations that happen outside of the learning experience are also very valuable to farm women. So I guess my summary of the conference is there's a lot of action, there's always something going on, and there's a lot of different things. So I don't think attendees ever get bored when they come to Women Managing the Farm. It's probably a fast and furious day and a half of information and opportunities.
Robin, you set me up perfectly. Tell me a little bit more about your keynote speakers for this year. I hear you have a great lineup.
Yeah, so we're very excited this year. I don't say we ever not have good keynote speakers, but I think the lineup is really going to be good this year. We're going to start out with Mark Mayfield. That name might sound familiar to some people. He was raised here on a farm in Southeast Kansas. He has a diversified background in business, in comedy, and professional speaking. So what he's going to do is he's our kickoff inspirational speaker. He's going to entertain, being a comedian, obviously, but also inspire and take his personal experience as actually an FSBA officer from his time here in Kansas. and really give some valuable insights and skills to people coping and thriving in their profession of agriculture. So we're really excited to welcome Mark back here to Manhattan, Kansas. He's also a Kansas State alumni. So I think everybody's going to find that presentation very inspiring, uplifting, and entertaining at the same time. We're also going to have Kim Bremer, and she might be familiar to some people as well. She grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin and was a dairy nutritionist for 15 years. She is a graduate of UW-Madison, and she has an ag journalism degree as well, and started her own company called Ag Inspirations. And what she really aims to do is inspire farmers to tell their stories and connect people to where their food comes from and really represent the great success in agriculture. So she's going to close the conference on Friday as our final keynote speaker and really leave the audience inspired to speak up and share the real story of agriculture while celebrating strong women. So that one's going to be really great, inspirational as well. The final one I wanted to highlight is just kind of what we would call our learning session on what is going on in agriculture right now and where are we headed. So we are bringing in Matt Roberts, and he comes to us from Terrain, and he's a senior grain analyst and oilseed analyst. And I've actually heard him speak personally at a different conference in the past year, and he is really good. He comes from 15 years of experience as an associate professor at the Ohio State University, and he's going to give us a presentation just on what's going on in the world and how this affects Kansas agriculture and where are we headed. As we know, a lot of things are happening still with the Ukraine conflict. There's a lot of things going on in Brazil and Argentina that affect our prices here in the United States for our commodities. And he's going to be really good at showing us where we are at, where we might be heading, and what farmers can expect, and therefore what we can maybe plan for in this coming year. So those are the big three I'd like to highlight. The fourth one to round out the conference, we're going to kind of have a fun dinner table conversation with some of our master farmer homemakers and hear their stories about how they have thrived as women involved in agriculture. So that's going to be a fun session as well.
Wow, that does sound like an exciting lineup of keynote speakers. Another big focus of the Women Managing the Farm Conference is breakout sessions. What are some sessions that might pique some people's interests?
So again, our breakout sessions, we run five or six at a time, and they're all really good. So it's hard to sometimes pick what session you're going to go to, and I'm not going to read them all here, but I want to highlight just a few of them that, like you said, might pique some interest. One of them that I think is very pertinent right now, we have an NRCS professional doing a presentation on woody encroachment and invasive species on grasslands. I know that's a problem here in eastern Kansas and really everywhere as we talk about cedar trees and Cerisa lespidiza and things like that. Some of the other ones, telling the story behind agricultural facts. Lexi Wright with Back Pocket Social is going to be doing that session. Another session that we have that's actually going to be a two-part session is planning for the future of the farm. So farm transition planning. This is always very, very important for any producer at any stage in their farming operation. We're also going to talk about raising and grazing cover crops. So my husband wants to start a pumpkin patch, a little bit of an agritourism story in that session. Farm, ranch, and rural home financing options. So another very informative session there. Strategies for recruiting and retaining farm employees. Soil health impacts on nutrient cycling, climate adaptation, and water conservation. QuickBooks for more efficient and effectively achieving farm life balance, business entities for agricultural producers, and just a couple more here. Again, this is only a small part of the whole list that we have. The basics of grain and livestock marketing, beef quality assurance certification. We have Tara Barnhart coming in to talk about that and another session she has on the business of raising beef. meals in the field, bringing meals out to the field during harvest. And just a final one, I'll highlight agricultural policy 101 and what's going on with the farm bill. So again, action-packed sessions, that's just a small representation of what we have in all of those breakout sessions that'll be going on throughout the conference.
Based off of that list, I definitely think there is a breakout session for everyone. Robin, the final focus of Women Managing the Farm Conference is networking. And it sounds to me like you guys have a very interesting take on a networking discussion. Tell me more about it.
Absolutely. So what we call our networking sessions, I think this is very unique to our conference. I haven't been to any other conference that have done something like this, but this is something that we do every year. The difference this year is we have different topics. In the past, we've kind of divided women based on, you know, are they a producer themselves? Are they a helper of their husband who's a producer? Are they a landlord? Are they an agribusiness career professional? This year, we're doing something different, and we're going to be grouping attendees by issues. And so those this year are navigating multi-generational farm transitions, elder care on the farm, so taking care of those on the farm that are the are elderly, mental health and emotional well-being, working on the farm with small children. I know that's a challenge for a lot of women across the state. Respect as farm women. And then finally, second shift farm women are those that are working on the farm and off the farm. So six really good topics that attendees can identify with, and then we put them in groups and have facilitated conversations around these issues to really give that opportunity for attendees to learn from one another and not just speakers.
That sounds like a great opportunity for women to connect with their counterparts. Robin, let's switch gears a little bit and more just dive into the conference itself. The theme for this year's conference is RISE. How did this idea come about?
So every year we try to identify a theme, and this year's theme of RISE really points to a couple different aspects. One of them being just agriculture. As we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, as we'll get into in a moment, we can also look at agriculture and how it has evolved in the last 20 years. Agriculture continues to change and adapt as there's more challenges and different challenges to producing food to feed the world. So really rising as an agriculture community to meet the challenges coming forward. And then on a more personal level, using that theme to also look at, you know, whether these attendees are from agribusiness, you know, or producers themselves, looking at that work-life balance and using the conference to inspire you to rise each day as women in agriculture and be that face that can inspire others and really tell our story of agriculture. So a couple different things going on there, but really that inspirational tone is what we want attendees to feel when they come to the conference this year.
Like you alluded to, this is the 20th anniversary of the Women Managing the Farm Conference. How are you guys celebrating this exciting milestone?
So yes, very, very exciting year. You know, these conferences started obviously 20 years ago, but they started as regional conferences across the state and have then evolved into a big statewide conference. It used to be held in Wichita, and Hutchinson moved to Manhattan, Kansas here in 2013. So really been here for quite a while. We're going to celebrate this year by going to actually the Flint Hills Discovery Center, which is just a couple blocks from the conference center. We are going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres. We are going to have actually swing dancing performance and lessons by the K-State swing dancers. We're going to do some barn quilt coaster painting. And then obviously just tours of our Discovery Center here, learning about the Kansas Prairie, and just a time to celebrate, to fellowship, and really just get this milestone in the forefront of everybody's minds as we have been 20 years now. That is a really long time, obviously, for a single conference to continue.
Well, Robin, it sounds like there's an exciting Women Managing the Farm coming up. Can you give us a little bit more details? When's the conference? How do people get registered?
Yeah, so it is coming up very quickly. So we actually will be starting the conference with our pre-conference sessions on February 14th. What is exciting this year in our pre-conference sessions is you can catch a ride to this conference from six different locations across the state. And what we're calling these pre-conference tours, each one of those will have a couple tour stops they make on the way to Manhattan. And then you'll arrive, obviously, in time for the conference, the main conference, and then you'll get a ride back from that location. So we're calling this the Sunflower Showcase. We have pickups that are starting in Wakini, Hays, Kinsley, El Dorado and Stockton and sorry, and Garnett. So six different locations across the state that you can get on one of those tours, have a couple stops along the way, and end up here in Manhattan, Kansas. At that same time, we also have a pre-conference session going on, and that is again February 14th, starting at 1:30, and that is Rise and Renew, Wellness and Resetting in Agriculture. So that is going to be a really good session too for those that are more local or don't want to take advantage of one of those tours that is available. Our main conference then will start on Thursday, February 15th. First thing in the morning, we'll be going all day Thursday, literally, because we'll be celebrating that night at the Discovery Center. And then Friday the 16th, we again start first thing in the morning and we conclude about 2 o'clock to send everybody home for the weekend. Registration is ongoing, but we would like to get everybody registered as soon as possible. We are doing t-shirts this year for our 20th anniversary, so we need people to sign up early so we can plan ahead on that. The easiest way to look at the full agenda, register, find all the information is our website, womenmanagingthefarm.com.
Awesome. Well, Robin, is there anything we might have overlooked in our conversation today?
I would just encourage, if you've never attended before, reach out to some people that likely have from your area. We typically run 200 to 300 people that have attended this conference in the past. So likely somebody in your area has been to it. But even if they haven't, gather some friends, get registered, come on over. I know you will have a very good time. Come away learning a lot of things that you can take back and directly apply to your farm, your ranch, or your career. So, again, this conference is for any type of women involved in agriculture.
Robin, thank you so much for joining me here on Inside Ag. It sounds like you have an exciting Woman Managing the Farm conference coming up. There is a grant available for Farm Bureau members. Reach out to your county coordinator for access to apply. If you would like more information about the Women Managing the Farm conference, visit the link in our description. Again, I'm your host, Savannah Peterson with Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.